This is Dr. Rowan Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient last name Kakos, K-A-K-O-S, first name Francine, F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E, date of birth August 11, 1946, the date of evaluation March 12, 2025, referring physician, Native American. The chief complaint, 78-year-old female seen for initial evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 78-year-old female with history of hypertension, tachycardia, pedal edema, and seasonal allergies, who was noted to have a persistent tachycardia, period. She was subsequently referred for evaluation, period. She has had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She has no history of asthma, period. Her past medical history, diabetes type 2, neck number hypertension, neck number hypercholesterolemia, neck number cataract, neck number eclampsia, past surgical history, status post cataract surgery, neck number retinal hemorrhage, neck number C-section, medications, metformin 500 milligrams, take 2 BID, lisinopril 40 milligrams, 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5, 1 daily, lovastatin 40 milligrams, 1 daily, insulin, basiblar 46 units HS. The allergies, no known drug allergies, the family history, mother had diabetes, social history, no cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, reveal system, she has impaired vision, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 168/75, pulse 108, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 250 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination, she is tachycardic, there is no S3 or S4, extremities reveal 3 plus sitting edema. The impression, 78-year-old female with a history of tachycardia, period. She is noted to have 3 plus sitting edema, period. I wonder if she otherwise has some degree of congestive heart failure, period. Etiology, full volume overload, not entirely clear at this time, period. The plan, the CBC, CHEM20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, echocardiogram, and EKG, period. We'll further start carvedilol, 3.125 mg COBID, CMX, 1 mg COBID, number 120, period. Of note, ECG reveal sinus tachycardia at a rate of 103 beats per minute, period, otherwise unremarkable, period. Again, I will see her in 6 to 8 weeks in follow-up. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.